Welcome to Why Should I Care, where I, Shishir Pandey, look to help young people find and follow their dreams while reminding older people that they used to dream too.
This is episode 18 of Why Should I Care. This is going to be a solo episode for no other reason than I have something to share. Today I want to go through the entire career life cycle. I want to help you get from point A of either starting or restarting your career, starting a new business, getting a new job, all the way through to setting yourself up for your next steps. In university, when I went looking for my first internship, I had a love-hate relationship with job searching and career development. I had no concept of entrepreneurship. I didn't really know how to market myself, and I was taking opportunities that were settlements for myself, as opposed to putting myself in a position where I am the one deciding what my career looks like. I want to introduce the concept of the career funnel. The career funnel is a parallel of the marketing funnel, which I use day to day to help me market my products. In the same way that you market a product, you need to market yourself. And this is going to be important whether you want a job or you want a business, or even if you just want to like go away and teach in China and backpack. It's very important to understand yourself, what your goals are, and we'll go through the career funnel to help you get to where you want to be. The first step of the career funnel is ideation. You need to understand yourself, and with self-awareness, you can begin to set goals. What do I want in my life? Who do I want in my life? How am I going to get there? The second step is attracting those things that you just discussed. You want to market yourself in a way to your life, to a potential employer, to business propositions, such that those goals, those things that you want to come in, start coming to you. Step three is paring down your options. When you go through these steps, you're going to find a lot of opportunities are going to start coming into your inner sphere. You want to find out what about these opportunities is attractive and what about these opportunities you don't like. You're going to pare them down and you're ultimately going to choose the one that works for you. Step four is the return. It's not enough to just do this now. This is an ongoing process. As you continue on through your life, you're going to want to make sure that everything is aligned so that the opportunities you're looking for are coming to you, so that you have the right to choose. You get to choose what you do with your career. You get to choose what you do with your life. And we're going to set it up throughout the course of this episode so that it's a cyclical feature in your life to help you bring opportunities to yourself on an ongoing basis. As we go through life, the number of opportunities coming our way is actually incredibly high. Some of those opportunities, maybe we just don't have any interest in. Other opportunities, maybe we just don't recognize them as opportunities. So what do we have to do about this? The game here is self-awareness. Understanding ourselves so that we can go and reach out and grab the opportunities that are most relevant to us. So how do you discover yourself? It's quite simple, actually. You go out and try new things. Have you tried reading? Have you tried writing? Have you tried painting? Have you tried talking to people? There's a great number of things. Travel, building things, projects. All of these things can help you get to a point where you understand yourself at least enough to be able to say, you know, this opportunity that's coming my way, it doesn't really align with who I am. And that's usually good enough. A little disclaimer here. While the process of self-discovery is very simple, that doesn't make it easy. It's going to take a lot of time and dedication and hard work to get to a point where you understand yourself enough to bring these things into your life. Have patience. Do the hard work, because the value of understanding yourself is priceless. When you understand yourself, the following steps coming in this career funnel are going to become significantly easier. Now that you have the ability to recognize good opportunities, the next question is, how do you attract more of what you want and less of what you don't? You may have heard of the phrase, right place, right time. Timing isn't dependent on us. We have very little power to change it. That's dependent on the other people that you meet, other opportunities that come into your sphere. But you can control the location. You can put yourself in the right place at all times so that when the right time comes along, you're already there. So what is the right place? The right place is very dependent on what you want. Like I said, self-awareness is very important. If you know what you want, you can put yourself in the right place. For example, if you want to work in a technological field, you know that you need to go to networking events related to that. You need to go and work on projects in the community related to that. You need to do projects on your own related to that, etc. It's the same process across the board. Whether you're looking for a job or you're trying to start a business, figuring this out is very important. So what if the right time doesn't come for a very long time? This is very possible. The mistake here is not to settle for a lesser opportunity. The mistake is to settle for a lesser opportunity and then stop the process. You do have to provide for yourself after all. Sometimes you have to take jobs or projects that will feed you and take care of you while you're waiting for that opportunity that's perfect. You still have to keep yourself in the right place though. Maybe you take an opportunity within that realm that's not exactly what you want, but puts you in a position to get what you want. And on top of that, you keep doing those other things on the side, like taking on projects and working with people and engaging with the community. Because that's what's going to help you be in the right place when the right time comes. If you've done this right, good opportunities should be coming your way quite often. If not, you need to evaluate. Have I chosen the right location to be in? Do I really understand myself as well as I thought I did? It may be that as you've done this process, your definition of the right opportunity has changed. In that case, you've got to change where you are. If it's not, then maybe you just need to tweak, and instead of being in Project X related to your field, you need to go and do Project Y related to your field. During steps 1 and 2, 1 especially, you may have realized that it's all about saying yes to as many opportunities as possible. That's how you understand yourself, and that's what you have to do to survive while you're waiting for the right opportunity to come along. Now we want to change things up a little bit. Now is the time to filter things out. What is more specifically the opportunity that you want. Decide on that and filter out all the rest. Pick one or two projects that are very, very core to who you are, that are going to help you progress as yourself, that are going to bring more people into your life that matter to you, and more projects into your life that are good opportunities, as we've discussed. And pare it down. Get specific. Now is the time to develop yourself further, and we'll get into how we make this a cycle. So what sorts of things should you say no to? That's a complicated question, isn't it? It really depends, as you've developed your self-awareness, what sector are you interested in? You might want to pare it down based on industry, or you may want to pare it down based on your work-life balance goals, or where you get to work, or the company culture that you like most. And you'll find over time, you'll be able to figure out the details of each of these different criteria so that you can decide more specifically what you want to say no to. What you've done up until now has been the easy part. The hard part is doing the work, showing up day after day, making it happen. Because without the work, without making it happen, everything you've done up until this point, all the self-awareness, all the discovery, all the chasing opportunities, all of it means nothing unless you execute. Now is the time to take those projects that you focused on and make something of them. The beautiful part of all of this is that the work never finishes. The projects never end. And the longer you go down this path, the deeper down the rabbit hole you go. Each project you complete will bring you closer to what you believe in. And that process, the process of self-discovery, continues. The process of taking opportunities and saying no to the ones that don't mean anything to you. It's a never-ending process, but that's kind of the point, isn't it? The point is to keep learning about yourself. The point is to keep putting good into the world in whatever way you believe to be right, because nobody knows the answers. The more you keep doing this, the clearer your mission and vision will become. No matter how far along you go down your journey, it'll always be the beginning. And the beginning is the fun part.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Why Should I Care? You can find us on Instagram at Building Intrigue, Facebook, facebook.com/buildingintrigue, or you can email me directly at Shashir@buildingintrigue.com.